Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole-in-one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this July 5th, 2022. And, no, it seems like I got to adjust my... I've got to adjust my dials here because I'm not getting the right sound. How about, am I coming over okay?
You're coming in fine, Pastor.
All right, now, yeah, it's a little better now. Okay. And tonight, as always, that was Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
And we have with us tonight none other than the parson, Joe Larson.
Well, if the word of Christ dwell richly in you, richly in all wisdom. I'm having a little voice problem, but I'll make it.
Well, Joe, you have been ill over for the last several days, and we've been praying for you, and it's
and
good
I
to see this.
I appreciate every prayer. It's helped. I was in kind of rough shape for a couple of days, thought I was going to end up in the hospital, but here I am.
Well, praise the good Lord. God answers prayer, don't he?
He sure does.
Well, we have a lot to cover tonight because we're in a war, and I pray all of you had a blessed 4th of July. We did. I had a great 4th of July. One of the things I did, it was the first day I've had off. The first day I've had off since Christmas, because I didn't even get Resurrection Sunday off. And so, anyhow, it was great to get in a day off where I didn't do anything but just what I wanted to do, although Heather had me helping her wash her little camper out there. But other than that, I just put it around and relaxed. It was wonderful, Joe.
Did you barbecue and eat too much?
I ate too much, but I wasn't the one barbecuing. We had a couple of guys. My son did it once, and Whit did the other. And all I did was...
This year I didn't have to do any of the cooking or barbecuing. I did kind of like you. I was a little under the weather, and everybody did all the work, and all I had to do was watch the grandkids and have a good time. So.
Yep. That's what I do. What I do is I pretend like I'm an old man, and they feel sorry for me already. Yeah, I had a lot of fun. My grandson, Jacob, out there, he was out in the river catching crawdad, and he's so proud of himself for catching crawdads. And there you go. I called him Mr. Crawdad, and he got a big kick out of that.
Kick out, yeah. It's fun to watch him do that stuff, learn how to catch without getting pinched and become brave and, you know, put up with a few little painful pinches and grow up. That growing up's a neat thing.
Yeah, it certainly is. And, you know, as you're talking about these crawdads, we have a Japanese restaurant located over by the radio station. And one of the things on their menu is crawdads. There certainly isn't much meat in those crawdads, I can tell you.
No, but, there isn't. But you get a bunch of them, you have a wonderful meal.
Yeah, yeah. One day I was in Kentucky, and I was driving back through these back roads, and I saw this young, pretty young lady. She was probably in her mid-20s, and she had her little boy with her, and they were walking down carrying a bucket. And I asked her, what are you guys doing out here? Because it was an old dirt road out in the middle of no place. And I was just out there going to see where a lot of my relatives were buried out there. The cemeteries were way out in the middle of no place out there. Anyhow, she was going down to
Missouri.
Yeah, she was going down to the local little creek out there, and she said that's what they were doing. They were catching crawdads for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
That's something. Well, anyhow, let's get into the scripture. Do you remember what the title was?
Reestablishing Liberty Throughout the Land.
All righty, we're going to start tonight in Acts chapter 22. Would you want to read verses 23 through 29? Could the voice hold up?
I think it should. Acts 22, verse 23. And as they cried out and cast off their clothes and threw dust into the air, the chief captain commanded him to be brought into the castle and bade that he should be examined by scourging, that he might know wherefore they cried so against him. And as they bound him with thongs, Paul said unto the centurion that stood by, Is it lawful for you to scourge a man that is a Roman and uncondemned? And when the centurion heard that, he went and told the chief captain, saying, Take heed what thou dost, for this man is a Roman. Then the chief captain came and said unto him, Tell me, art thou a Roman? He said, Yea. And the chief captain answered, With a great sum obtained I this freedom. And Paul said, But I was born free. Then straightway they departed from him, which should have examined him. And the chief captain also was afraid, after he knew that he was a Roman, and because he had bound him.
Well, you know what it was that Paul was doing that had the Jews so angry at him? He was telling them, first of all, about his testimony and
right.
How on the road to Emmaus, how he met with the Lord Jesus, and how Paul was a Jew, Hebrew of the Hebrews. He was one of the chief Pharisees.
Right, he had been.
And here now, how he had, that Jesus had called him to be an apostle and a prophet to the Gentiles. And to remember what the Jews thought there, that Gentiles weren't going to heaven, that heaven was only for the Jews.
Right.
And special.
They were special. They were God's chosen ones.
And then when Paul had told them how, when they were stoning Stephen, you know, he was standing there holding his clothes. But now that he said it, that Jesus said, Depart, for I will send thee hence unto the Gentiles, and he was going to bring the salvation message to the Gentiles, and that had him furious. It had him absolutely furious.
Yeah, when you have a chief Pharisee jumping ship and joining the other team, especially one who had personally been called by Jesus Christ himself, I mean, you can't get any, you can't make yourself worse an enemy.
Uh-uh.
I mean,
now,
if he tried, he couldn't have thought anything to make them matter.
So here, when the Roman centurion had gone to take Paul, and Paul had told him, "Hey, is it lawful to go ahead and scourge a Roman citizen without a trial?" Okay, let me read it. When he said, "And they have bound him with thongs," and Paul said unto the centurion that stood by, Is it lawful for you to scourge a man that is a Roman and uncondemned? And so The centurion immediately went and told the chief captain. Now,
you can beat a Jew until he talks, but you could not harm a Roman citizen without them being tried, right?
Right. Do you know what form of government Rome had? Now, you've heard of this. It was called a republic.
Right.
They had a form. And now here, the thing about a republic form of government is that each individual has rights. It's not about mob rule.
Right.
And all we ever hear is that we have, what do we have? What is that government we have here again? They keep
telling
us.
Democracy, they call it.
Yeah.
We don't really have one, but they keep trying to call us one, a democracy, which is nothing but the emotional.
It's mob rule.
People. Mob
it's
rule.
It's 50% plus one person. Makes a majority, so you can deny the rights of 49%.
But a republic is also the rule of law based on laws that do not change. They were consistent laws for all citizens in the republic.
And they protected each individual's rights and freedoms.
Right.
Okay, and so here now, so Paul
gave us a republic.
So had this this captain had Paul scourged, and then found out, it came out that he was a Roman citizen, what would have happened to that captain?
It wouldn't have been good, I'm not sure, according to their law, but he would have probably not been a captain any longer, that's for sure.
No, he would have had to take the very same punishment he gave Paul, would have been inflicted on him.
Him, but wouldn't he have also lost his rank?
Yeah, I'm sure of it, yeah. And so here, Paul, when he asked Paul, he said, look, I paid a lot of money for my freedom. And Paul said, I was born free. So to have bought your freedom, that was an inferior citizenship, an inferior citizen to one that was born free.
Born free, right.
And so here, right away, they departed and they turned Paul loose. Let's go over to Philippians 3, verses, and read me verses 17 through 21. But let me ask you a question before we even do that. Okay, how does this apply to us today? Okay, let me ask you this, Joe, and all the people out there listening. Were you born free?
I was born free because I was born again.
Okay, so if we're born free, where does, well, that was the second birth. The Lord Jesus refers to being born again, referring to a second birth. Now, your first birth.
I was born free because I was born an American citizen. I was born here, and I was born free then.
Okay, so you were born free. So now, if you're born free to where does our freedoms come from? Our freedoms, is that inalienable rights from God, or does it come as a privilege from the government?
Our government, our founders made it quite clear that our rights and freedom come from Almighty God, and it is the duty of the government to protect those God-given rights.
And so if a government is failing to do that, what happens to that government's legitimacy?
Yeah, it loses its legitimacy, it loses its authority, and what people don't understand today is our government has lost its legitimacy and therefore has lost its authority over the people. It's no longer a valid government.
So, Joe, back in all the way back in the late 70s, there was a radio talk show host who was a lot younger than he is now, and he was telling people, unless you stand up and stop this now, here's where it's going. The government is becoming more and more illegitimate with Roe v. Wade and all of what was taking place. That talk show host was saying, you really got to get after this now. If we don't get after this now, we're going to come to the to the point in this country where you're going to have complete anarchy. You're going to have total lawlessness in government, total lawlessness.
Which
and Joe,
is exactly what we have, right?
We're here right now,
we're here
aren't
now.
We? And
yeah.
so here now, if
well,
we
the
go,
government, look, the Biden administration ignores the Constitution, ignores rulings by the court, puts off things, even though they say, "Well, we're doing something." They drag their feet, they slow walk, they don't obey the courts. The Justice Department has become the injustice, it's the most corrupt agency in our government anymore. And this nation kind of trashed our Constitution. And when you trash the Constitution, you trash it all.
Absolutely. And we're going to look at that, how illegitimate the government has become here in just a few minutes. We're going to take a look, especially starting with the pentagram, or once known as the Pentagon. We're going to take a look at what they've done, okay? But let's go to Philippians chapter 4. And in Philippians chapter 4, chapter 3.
That's right.
And starting with verse 17. Yep, 17 through 21. Mm-hmm.
Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so, as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is in their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working thereby. He is able to even subdue all things unto himself.
Now let me ask you a question. Are pastors held by God to a higher standard?
Yes.
Okay, so
definitely,
Paul...
Because you are supposed to be his under-shepherd, preaching his gospel, doing his doctrine, and you have made a covenant with him, actually.
Okay, now, listen. Paul says, brethren, be followers together of me. Be followers together of me. Now, there are those that have criticized that, saying, well, Paul shouldn't have said that. No, when Paul told him that, to be followers of him, remember what he said about being doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So he's telling them, okay, to be a follower of me, because Paul, his is a total example that he's become more Christ-like. So he was telling them to follow what he does. I'm here. You can see me. You can hear me.
I'm here as your example.
Right. Now,
I'm to help you see Jesus through me.
And so that's placing, that's taking on, in front of Almighty God, a very serious, very, very serious situation now. So here now, when he's doing that, he's putting everything on the line to follow him as an example. Now, he's criticizing the Judaizers here in the indulgent professing, if you will, professing Christians, when he says, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. For many have walked whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is the destruction, of whose God is their belly, and glory is in their shame, the mind earthly things. Now, this goes back to Galatians.
They profess to be religious, but they don't explain what religious or spiritual is. And basically, they are anti-Christ, but they try to have a covering of religion.
Well, if we go back, I'm going to jump back here to Galatians 1, where Paul is addressing, and he's referring to the same people. I marvel that you were so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ, and to another gospel, which is not another gospel, but there are some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. So Paul is making it pretty clear here. he's not stuttering.
No.
He's saying if they come. Now here, he too is involved with another group. As we said before, so I say now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you, let him that you have received, let him be accursed. Now this has one other. So you've got the Gnostics, you've got the Judaizers, and you've got the apostate Christians, here that he's dealing with. And so he goes on. So what the Gnostics, there were two sects of Gnostics, and one of them, again, believed that since they were spiritual beings, they could have no contact with anything material. They needed to eat as little, breathe as little, drink as little water, touch as little things, wear as little clothing as possible. Some of them actually climbed up and lived in trees. And if they should touch a woman, whatever fingers touched her, they had to burn the tips of those fingers if they touched a woman. Now, the other sect of the Gnostics believed that since they were spiritual, that material things could have no effect on them. So they could eat as much. They were gluttonous. They would involved in sexual sin. And they did just the opposite. And both sects were way off course.
Right. And totally off course.
So now, human
nature, if you say something rather to me, it's quite plain what the Lord was saying. And here you have these two examples that are just, it would almost be laughable if they weren't true.
Well, now you have...
Started off what? God said, replenish the earth and multiply, so the agnostics don't want to have sex with a woman in direct violation of two becoming one in marriage and having children to replenish the earth. I mean, you start off with the basic things, and they turn them upside down, inside out, and people are still doing that today, aren't they?
Well, the purpose, the goal that the Gnostics had by doing this, by abstaining, was that they believed that there was a stairway to heaven and that they could ascend step by step to heaven. Some actually believed that at some point, if they could abstain from enough material things, that they could actually reach the same level as Christ himself.
Right.
And so... And the others believe that they could do it by going just in the opposite direction. Now you have the Judaizers. The Judaizers, they believe that salvation comes through Christ and the law. In other words, by obeying the letter of the law, by obeying the dietary laws and the Sabbath and all of this, and combining that with what Christ did in faith in Christ, this could earn you salvation. Okay, what's the problem with that?
Salvation is not earned. It is a gift.
So can you mix the letter of the law with grace?
No.
The letter of the law was perfect in itself. Mm-hmm. And it was there to show us just how much we needed a Savior, how in fact we were so far from being able to obtain salvation through the works that only the only one that was ever able to fulfill the law was Christ himself, huh?
So we were all lost. Then the law showed us that we were totally lost, could not save ourselves, and we needed someone to save us.
And then if you go to the last one, would be what we would call today the prosperity church. The prosperity church. They were totally into material things. Just like T.D. Jakes always says, I want my stuff now. I don't want to wait.
Right. Earthly things. I want my things here and now. Earthly.
Joe Osteen says, live the good life now. Live it right now. And, the Lord Jesus says, place up your crowns in heaven. Not on this earth, but in heaven. And they're teaching exactly the opposite, aren't they?
Exactly. And it's because people are totally biblically illiterate. They are so easily fooled. They have no concept of what God's word was, so they listen to somebody that sounds like they know what they're talking about, and like sheep, they follow, only they're following the wrong shepherd.
Oh, absolutely.
They're following a hireling.
We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
He made the ground, the mountains high and the earth round.
And I saw God become a man and hung upon a cross by love.
The Ancient of Days came to teach us his ways.
Give him all your love, give him all your praise.
Hanging on a cross there he took my place because of love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Like me, don't question or doubt.
Strengthen their faith day in and day out.
Sins all forgiven, all blotted out. A man called love. Then I see how I've been blessed.
Got a home in heaven, the very best.
Then I know by God this world was blessed by a man called love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Alrighty, that was Joe Clark and yours truly, Pastor Ernie. And Joe was a mighty...
You're right about that song, because he loved me enough to go to the cross and take my sins and pay the price for everything that I had ever done.
Well, that was Joe Clark, and Joe, I had known, he worked with us. Him and I made several songs together, and Joe was a statesman. He was a fellow who was very, very talented. I used to kid him and tease him. I used to call him an android because he could do things with computers that would just amaze you. He just had this talent, but his heart was towards the Lord. He loved children, and especially was very, very active in the pro-life movement. And, you know, Joe and I have worked together for years. But, you know, this past winter, coming towards spring, Joe and I couldn't believe it. I don't know, he ended up getting the kill shot, and he died shortly after that. And I was...
Our loss, but heaven's gain.
Yeah, I was just amazed that he did that. But anyhow, I couldn't believe it. Now, what we just read there in Philippians, let me go back to verse 20. For our conversation is in heaven. Joe, do you know what that word there...
Yeah, it's our citizenship.
Citizenship is in heaven. So now, yeah. When your citizenship, you have, we have American citizenship here, but born in America, meaning, again, we have our rights come from God inalienable. But then we have our citizenship is in heaven. Is that like when the Apostle Paul was his freeborn citizenship superior? Is our citizenship in heaven, is that superior to every other citizenship?
Certainly is, because it is everlasting. It is forever. And our citizenship here on earth, we're pilgrims just passing through. So we'll
all right.
be in heaven for a long, 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 long time.
All righty. So the heathen don't care much for that, do they?
No.
And
they
so,
don't care. They don't believe. And they think we're full of, manure.
Well, let's pick it up here with some things. First of all, I want to do this. I want to thank all of the folks that have been supporting us. You know, Joe, come Friday was the 8th, and what we told people, unless we got a miracle, then we're going to be off 3 stations, and there was possibly a 4th one, and that 4th one could have been Denver, but anyhow, we say bar a miracle, and I didn't really expect a miracle. I know God answers prayer, but often the answer is no, and it didn't look like. And you know, the very first thing, once you give a notice for a cancellation, you know, within minutes, they start looking to fill that spot. That's money,
right?
That's,
and so it doesn't take long because people want airtime,
right? And so we had a couple of things going with us. They did not have contracts signed or anything yet. We had that going with us, I think. And it took some real negotiating and real talking because the people responded out there. People in Tampa responded in a major way. The people in San Diego really responded. We did not get that great a response out of Atlanta, although, you know, we did get some. And we really need to get more from them, okay? But by God's grace, and so what we're telling the folks is, you know, that's not going to happen every time. If
happened this time. We've been doing this for a long time. That's the first time something like this has happened.
Yeah, and so
miracles do not cluster.
No, so folks out there. Don't wait to the last minute again. Help us, if you can, help us, with your donations, get caught up so we have an idea of where we're at. And when it comes to, because we go from the 15th to the 15th. And so we know where we're at that. Also, I wanted to say this too, because we got a lot of area to cover tonight, Joe. But the 2,000 mules. By now, all of you should have gotten, except for the orders that just came in today, by now, all of you should have gotten your 2,000 mules, unless maybe a day or two late. I mean, over the mail, because we shipped out a lot last week. And so we've got another order of them there. We've sent out several hundred already. But it's very, 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 very important that you show this. Look, we've got to show them. We've got to show the mainstream media that they're not going to get away with this. They're not going to get away where the people are going to find out. And the more they find out, the less credibility the mainstream media has, and that includes Fox News. And so, please show that 2,000 mules. And we got to take our hats off to Salem. The Republican Party refused to promote 2,000 mules, even show it. The Fox News refused. The Fox News refused to do it. And they lost, as far as I'm concerned, they lost. They took one big credibility shot when they did that. And folks, so we have those. Now, we're going to do something a little different, too. Now, you know, we've been saying for a donation of $60 or more, we will send you, you know, the 2,000 mules. But now we have hundreds of books and DVDs and things that we've sent out in the past. And we have, we've got maybe a dozen of one and maybe only four or five of another thing, or maybe two or three dozens of another. And so what we'll do, if we boost that up to a donation of $75 or more, but only if you ask for it, only if you ask for it, we will send you not only the 2,000 mules, but one of these other DVDs or a book. We have some tremendous books from well-known authors out there that you will really be surprised. And it'll be like, well, we'll send you a surprise gift. Now, I often order things. I buy some things from Publishing Clearinghouse, some things that I don't have to leave my office. I can just buy them right there. And often they'll have, if you order two things, they'll send you a third gift free. But they never send me something I like, you know. They often will send me, believe it or not, jewelry, you know, and things that my wife wouldn't use and I wouldn't use. But everything that we have, these surprise gifts, believe me, folks, there's not one of them that you will not like, whether the book or the DVDs. But you have to request it, okay? You have to request, send me the 2,000 mules and the surprise gift, and we will send you both of them. So anyhow, that's what we got to do, because we have to raise money. We can't be, it's not good for my nerves having to do this, you know, every month coming that close, just to, and you know, all the letters, I want to, Joe, probably 90% of the letters we got were from the women, and all of the letters were such nice, and the ladies were saying, please don't go off, please, we depend on you, because we're getting the truth from you. We're definitely not getting it. In fact, just about every one of those letters, Joe, mentioned the reason is the truth. The difference is the truth. Every one. So, all right, with that, let's get into maybe here's some good news. Here, were you ready for some good news, Joe?
Yes, I can handle some.
Well, do you know all of these so-called woke corporations that are going to pay for women to kill their babies? They're going to pay for
it. Threatening, but again, they talk a lot. Whether they do it or not, we'll have to see.
Well, they're evil, but you know, Janet Yellen, so-called the Fed, whatever chairperson or whatever,
yeah.
she said, I heard her say, when abortion is good for the economy, if you're pregnant, kill it and go back to work.
Right.
That is evil. That woman is evil, 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 evil. And so, anyhow, but here's some good news. Company to pay costs for employees who have babies or adopt the following. In other words, for people that, for these women that are having their baby or adopting a baby, a Texas insurance company is responding. And the South Lake-based Buffer Insurance announced last month it would be countering the position of secular companies that are paying for employees' out-of-state abortions in the wake of the Supreme Court reversal of Roe v. Wade. So we want to praise the good Lord, and I'm hoping that will just be the start that many other corporations would follow.
They'll hear the idea and maybe it'll catch on big, yeah, because that's what America needs, help. Our biggest problem in America, well, other than losing faith and, you know, ignorance of Scripture, is the breakup of the family. This has been the goal of the Communist Party, to break up the family, because it was the unit that God created, the beginning of self-government, family running itself, taking care of itself. And that they had to attack and break down the family to what? Build the one world order. With a strong Christian family, you cannot have a world government. And that God's concept of marriage and family, that's why we call it God, family, country, folks. There's a reason it's in that order. And that's why it had to be broken up.
All right, very good. Now, here's what they give you. Buffer Insurance. Buffer will pay the medical costs for our employees who get birth babies, provide paid time for the employees to have maternity and paternity leave. Buffer will pay for the medical costs associated with adopting a baby.
Wow.
Employers, if you'd like to learn how you can provide these benefits to your employees, let us know. We have ready-to-use policies you can add to your employees' handbooks. Okay. That is good. Praise the good Lord for Buffer Insurance. And I got to find out more about this. I'm going to set this.
Yeah, I'll look into that. Buffer, and do you know what town, or is it just Texas?
Let me see. No, it says a Texas insurance company.
Okay.
But here's what I need for you to do, Joe, too, and I've already told the other researchers here. I want a complete list of all of those woke corporations that are paying to kill babies. We're going to go after them, and these, you know, and these in the blue states also. I want to send it out with people, and I'm going to ask our people to take it, make copies. I'm going to ask them all, and to have their friends make copies and keep that with them, and boycott those death companies. Those are death companies,
yeah.
And so.
What gets me is God made it so clear. I mean, I'm going to paraphrase, thou shalt not, cannot, must not, will not shed innocent blood. And if you are paying for somebody else to do it, you know, look at the law. If you are helping somebody commit murder, you are guilty of that crime. So if these companies are paying for these women to go have a child murdered, God sees that as being guilty of murder, and he will, of course, you can't punish a corporation, but a corporation has board members that make decisions, and they will stand before God.
And so we get...
I think he's going to be a very happy judge.
Well, let me tell you, God is a holy God, and a holy God must judge sin.
Amen.
Now, you know, I will hear from people saying, well, you know, you're asking me to do, and I agree with you. But I work there for Coca-Cola. I work there. How can I? Well, where's that list? If you take that list, you have 50 different corporations. Do you work at all 50?
Nope.
No. Well, then, you know, then boycott the ones you don't work at, okay?
Yeah.
and you got to do what you can do, right? No.
Right.
Here's some more. You ready for some more good news?
All right, Farrell.
Ohio Supreme Court rejects abortion clinic's attempt to continue performing baby kills after detecting a fetal heartbeat. And so they brought it to the Supreme Court trying to get it to overturn, and they said absolutely not. They're going to hold to it that once there's a heartbeat, abortion is illegal. There's life.
Amen.
There, okay?
Yes.
And so now here comes the part, Joe. You know, we talked about legitimacy and lawlessness right here in Cleveland. Now, what does God's Word, the Bible, refer to in Hosea chapter 4, refer to those that have gone against God's laws and they've run them? They've gone doing what?
They've gone a whoring, is what Scripture says.
So it refers to them as whores. In Hosea, where he's talking to the men, the leaders, and he's telling them that your wives and daughters are going to commit adultery, but I'm not going to punish them. I'm going to punish you because you went a whoring first, away from God's laws, huh?
Exactly. And they are doing nothing but following your example. You were leading them astray. You're the guilty one.
So in Hosea 4:6, he says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Okay. Not because he didn't give them the knowledge, but they got the knowledge. And they went
rejected knowledge, God's knowledge.
They went completely contrary to his laws, didn't they?
Exactly. And then God said, because you rejected my knowledge, I will reject you.
Now listen to this. Michael O'Malley, if you're listening out there to me, Michael O'Malley, prosecutors across the country are signing letters vowing not to enforce abortion laws. So they're saying, look, we're the prosecutors, and we're not going to enforce the laws. So that's telling me that
they're the prostitutors.
They're the prostitutors. And if they don't see any need to enforce the laws, that tells me that they're admitting that they're totally illegitimate. They're not legitimate. That none of us, we have to give them any legitimacy at all. And if they are not going to abide by the law, they have no right.
Right.
They have no right to insist that any of us abide by the law. And so they're telling me, yes, we're whores. We're like George Soros. We're like George Soros appointed prostitutes, right?
Right. We're the best prostitutes money can buy. George's money can buy.
So there you go, Michael O'Malley. Don't you ever expect anybody. Don't you press any charges. You've got no standing. You've got no legitimacy. You've gone a whoring. And so don't dare press charges against anybody. There you go.
I've got two stories here, and the liberals actually told the truth. And I found it so refreshing. And
that had to be an accident.
Well, the first one is when they came out, the White House economic advisor, Brian Deese, suggested that the pain at the pump was the price Americans had to pay for the, quote, future of the liberal world order. He came out and actually told the truth, that just because you're having some pain now, it's okay, they're fine with it, because this is how you pay to have the new liberal world order coming. It will come, and you'll pay for it. And so, in a way, truth be told, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to bring about the world, future world order, and they're using their ecology, they're using this green energy thing to do it, to be the way to bring about it, because it's all government controlled. The second story is similar. Journalists admit that Don't Say Gay Bill label is just great branding. Yeah. After a senior journalist, Scott Travis at the Sun Sentinel, was called out for referring to the Florida Parents' Rights in Education Bill as the Don't Say Gay Bill, he openly admitted that, hey, it's a good lesson in branding by Democrats. Yeah, okay, maybe it wasn't truthful, but it's how we do branding, and branding makes the narrative. Remember, in advertising, it's promoting the brand. Nowadays, people say, would you hand me a Kleenex? Nobody says, would you give me a facial tissue? Kleenex made that branding stick in people's minds, so it's a... And often somebody will say, hey, let's go get a Coke. Well, they don't drink Coke. They might drink Dr. Pepper, orange, root beer, but the branding was so good, let's go have a Coke. And so what, they came out and admitted that what they do is called branding and doesn't have to be truthful. It just has to be fruitful. It has to work on the narrative and get the message to the people. Whether it's true or not doesn't matter, as long as you get the narrative.
Well,
at least we know twice they told the truth, but hopefully these examples will help the listeners out there understand these people, it's all about power, control, not about truth, not about justice, but all about control and power.
Well, money answereth all things, according to Solomon, didn't he say?
He made that pretty clear, didn't he? Yes.
All right. I want to go back to this thing about Pentagon goes rogue. This is an article by Ethan Huff. Any abortion enacted following Supreme Court decision will be ignored. Do you hear that? Now, here's the Pentagon.
It will be ignored. Oh.
The Pentagram. We have received the word from the Pentagram. Will not be allowed... allowing any new abortion laws as a result of the Supreme Court decision, Dobbs versus Jackson, a women's health organization. See, when they ruled for death, the Pentagram was all in favor of death. They loved death. Okay, but now when they ruled for life, now in Deuteronomy, God has said, "I've set before you this day life and death, blessing and cursing. choose life and a blessing, choose death and a cursing. But the pentagram says we're going to choose death. And they've gone lawless. They've gone rogue. They are not obeying the law of the land now. And again, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin III. Austin was a bootlicker. He was one of those that Obama appointed. He brought him in. In response to SCOTUS decision, basically he's stating that abortion will remain legal regardless of what the high court and the land thinks about it. Nothing is more important to me to this department than health and well-being of our service members. So death, he believes, brings death brings a lot to the Department of Defense. And so we need to pray, and all the people out there really pray with us precatory prayers against these evil satanic people. These are evil satanic forces. And so anyhow, that's another one. But one more bit of good news is U.S. Supreme Court tosses three rulings against abortion laws where they all came up, and right away they went in the federal appeals court in Arizona, Arkansas, one other, and they tossed them all. And so that's good news. That's one bit of good news.
Well, I don't know if it's good news or bad, but we know the military went woke. And right now they're facing one of the worst recruiting environments that they've ever had. The Army is at 40% of its recruiting numbers, despite the fact that they keep dropping and dropping the number. And in fact, they have raised, get this, the enlistment bonus to $50,000 if you will enlist. $50,000. It's never been done before at all. And you don't even have to have a high school diploma. Okay, no high school diploma. The Army's running these lesbian wedding ads and all kinds of stuff. But basically, when they said, you know, the mandated vaccinations, they rejected a lot of the potential recruits that don't want to be vaccinated. They're not going to the Army. And remember, they have mandatory transgender pronoun training. They're trying to figure out where they're going to put these men, the housing men that are living as women. They're now going to be accepting HIV-positive men. They're going to be able to deploy them. But they're kicking out the good soldiers, the regular Army. They've lost many Army leaders, battalion commanders. They lost a lot of good soldiers. And this June, Pastor Ernie, 60,000 Army Reserve and Guard soldiers are unvaccinated. And that means they'll have to be kicked out. That's 12% of our Guard, 10% of our Army Reserve. And the Army readiness depends on the Guard and the Reserve for soldiers who are trained. And we can deploy them at a short notice. And but get this, according to the U.S. Army, the military, all of it, HIV-positive soldiers are no risk to combat readiness, but unvaccinated soldiers prevent a great risk to the military. Yeah. So even with $50,000 sign-up bonuses, nobody wants to join the modern Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps. Maybe it's because they've all gone woke in the mostly the military.
Well, right now would be the best time. Like if they're for drag queens, you can go right up through the ranks if you're a drag queen.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll be back right after this. We've got a whole lot more to come. Don't go away. We're just getting started. Be right back.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Growing up, you and your buddies were always on the same page. Thursday was pickup basketball night. Saturday was an Xbox gaming binge, but then the buddies started falling off one by one. So what if they all have that ring on their finger and you're the only single bachelor left? You've got your own bling. And this one doesn't come with any commitment, just a few really good moments of chill bliss. Why the Sheetz not go for the gold? For a limited time at Sheetz, get your hands on a $3.99 milkshake like the Ta Freeze. Made with Hershey's Heath Bars. Unwind with golden ribbons of buttery caramel and a heaping scoop of whipped cream. And don't forget, you can save $1 when you order on the app. At Sheetz, there are endless options when it comes to delicious drinks. Coffee house style cold brews. Hot coffees, lattes, shakes, refreshers, and so much more. Everything is customizable, so you always get exactly what you want. And when we say always, we mean 24/7, 365.